Right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Dunn just spilled... Oh, shit.
I'll be good.
Done.
Yeah, Dunn. We have Sig here. We have production, Shit Goose, Mohawk, and a very special guest, Ryan Matthew Dunn.
Yeah.
You know my middle name?
Shit, where have you been?
Your middle name's Matthew?
I've been playing lacrosse.
You've been in Cleveland dealing with tickets.
Not just tickets. I was in Cleveland dealing with somebody towing my car for no damn reason. So they towed my car for being parked in a handicap zone at 3:30 in the morning and then kept it for 2 weeks only to apologize to me 2 weeks later and then take another couple days before they gave my car back.
So they just kept it for 2 weeks and you were just screwed, and then when you got it back, they were just like, oh, yeah, sorry about that.
The chief of police said, on behalf of the Heights Police Department...
Seminole Heights Police Department.
We apologize for the mistake and offer you this get out of jail free card. Like, those never work. It just pisses off the cop anyway. But I did, in their defense, when I did go in there the first time to get my car back, I called them all backward rednecks. So that didn't turn out good.
It's worse than forward rednecks.
What?
You know that's worse than forward rednecks.
Exactly. Forward rednecks, they're not, you know, at least...
I just played golf right with Dunn, and he played the entire game in reverse on the golf cart. People thought you were a fucking asshole.
Well, mostly because of that.
Yeah, and on the golf cart, it just makes, when you're in reverse, it's just like, ooh! And it, even when we were trying to golf, I'm hearing that sound. Ooh! I'm like, dude, just fucking please just drive straight.
No. Can't be done. When I start off, the worst possible scenario, everything else is a step up from there. So that's how I keep myself sane.
All right, so the main reason why Ryan Dunn is here is because...
My sweet ass.
I've heard probably the greatest story ever, and I can't believe it happened so long ago, and I just heard it now. Basically, he managed to... ruin his relationship with his girlfriend, completely ruin his next business career move, and ruin a boat.
I love the boat doesn't coincide with those other two things.
So let's get started. It was New Year's, and you were in South Carolina, was it?
It was North Carolina.
And go on, because this is fucking great.
This is an old relationship?
Yeah. No, this is years ago.
This ain't current.
No. I'm still holding on to my current relationship because she has bad taste in men. But, no, this is years ago, and I was with an ex-girlfriend. And at the time, I was working as an audiovisual consultant doing, like, theaters and audio setups and stuff. And a guy was opening a new chain of entertainment centers, and he hired the company that I worked for to do the audio. So I went and did this like a couple towns from here. It was like Newtown Square or something. And I wired up his whole stereo system in his, entertainment center, arcade games and, foosball.
Man, you're good. You're going to run the show. Why don't you come down to my boathouse in North Carolina? I'll make you president of the company.
Before that happened, we agreed that he would get rid of the hiring the company to do it and just hire me to do it. So I was going to be the head of his audiovisual department for this new multi, national corporation. And I was all gung-ho and I had a boner for 3 months. So here I am, spec to do 3 more buildings in the next 2 months, and New Year's Eve is coming up, so he invites me and my girlfriend down to his new cabin that he built in North Carolina on the lake. So we get down there, New Year's Eve, the morning, and we go out on his boat. We're, like, jet skiing and stuff. It's cold, though, so, like, there's a little bit of ice in the, like, little back areas and stuff. So we went out, and so I guess technically we weren't jet skiing, but other people were, but it was cold. And so that night, I end up being introduced to moonshine. Yeah, a little thing called moonshine. And they basically took cherries and, cherries and peaches and soaked it in moonshine. You just eat them. So I was hungry, so I ate just a shit ton. And eventually got plastered. And the rest is hazy, but all I know is in the middle of the night, after the ball had dropped and everything had calmed down, I still wanted a party, and I saw a fire across the lake. We were on a lake.
Well, wait, he let you drive his boat for the first time.
That day, yeah. I already said that. We went out on his boat that day. His new boat. It was
and
like
you
a
were,
four
And you were driving it, so...
Yeah, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And he had... So that night is maybe like 3 or 4 in the morning. Everybody's passed out, and I see a party across the lake, and I didn't know how to walk there. So, so I decide to go down in his boat and try and get to the other side of the lake. Even if I got to the other side of the lake, they didn't have a dock, so I would have just had to dry boat it up onto their beach. But at that point,
was this during your blackout?
Oh yeah. I don't even remember all this, but I it slowly came to me over the course of the last few years.
Driving through ice.
Well, we're back in this little like
in the middle
gully.
Of the night.
There was ice that accumulated, and I figured we went through it earlier in the day, so I could get through it. That
and
time.
He was sleeping at this point.
Everybody was sleeping. There wasn't light in sight except for across the lake.
Everyone's sleeping except Don.
And I can hear faintly across.
Wasn't your girl with you though?
No, she was asleep.
You
too.
Were just like alone.
And she was already annoyed,
drunk,
with me.
And like, oh look. A party across the street, and I know how to drive the boat.
It wasn't across the street, it was across the lake. Across and all I could lake. Hear was like, ooh, ooh, like just like hooting and hollering, and I wanted to be in that. Apparently, I found out later on that she had already been mad at me up until that point, and that's why she wasn't with me. She was awake in the room just planning her, you know, escape from my wretched hands. And so I decided to plow through the ice with this fella's new boat. And, And I didn't make it, apparently. But I remember partying after that, so maybe I did walk around the lake. But long story short, I woke up in the morning, and I go downstairs, and I got a hell of a hangover. And his wife, my new business partner's wife, makes me a Bloody Mary and hands it to me very somberly. And it had pickled green beans in it. It was the best Bloody Mary I've ever had, and I was just loving it. Mm-hmm. Just trying to recount all the fun we had the night before. So I see my new business partner sitting in his chair looking at, off into yonder, whatever. I don't know what he was looking at, but I was like, man, this is a great Bloody Mary party last night. And no answer.
He wouldn't even look at your face.
No, he wouldn't even turn around. So I'm like, oh, man, we made some regrets. And then after a while, I'm like, are you really that hungover? And I realize what he's looking at. The whole back of his house, it's an A-frame like cabin, was glass. And he is just dead set on staring at just the stern of his boat hanging out of the ice.
It's just the top of the boat hanging out of the water, completely sunk.
It was probably 2 feet of the boat hanging out. So the sleeping quarter, the bathroom, the engine, and all 6 seats were underneath the ice. And
you go, wow, this is a dang good Bloody Mary, isn't it?
And then when
what are you all down in the dumps about? You still hung over something? Oh, who did that?
I, at that point, didn't know I had done it.
What kind of boat was it?
It was a Four Winds. It was like a 30-footer. It was brand
Six
new.
Six-seater?
Yeah. And I'd like to assume that it wasn't broken, but I'm pretty sure the ice just tore through that whole thing. So I went upstairs and then get yelled at by my ex-girlfriend at that point, who I still had to drive all the way back to Westchester
that
with.
That must have been the suckiest ride. Was it, like 20 hours?
No, it's like 12, but 12 of the worst hours ever, because she didn't even find out at that point until she went downstairs that I sank the boat, and then she hated me to begin with, and then I was a pathetic loser. It just ruined my career.
Tell me what the 12-hour drive was like.
I listened to the Ramones over and over again and looked out the window, and she did the same thing. The other window.
And you didn't speak at all?
I never spoke to her again. I dropped her off at her house.
You drove 12 hours without speaking.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible. And on top of that, I didn't know how to pay for the guy's poor boat, so I get back
when
home.
When you listen to the Ramones, do you get all down in the dumps?
No, I get kind of excited. Yeah, because, I mean, where would I be right now if I was still doing audiovisual work and dating that girl? She had like a wart on her face the size of a friggin' fist. Wow. No, she was beautiful other than that, but didn't have a great personality. She went and cheated on me with a friend of mine. That was after that, actually, so I was really pathetic. Yeah, so...
this is a dang good Bloody Mary. What are you all down in the dumps? Oh, man, who did that?
I sent him a check that would have bounced for either 25 or 35 grand that I didn't have. I was just trying to reclaim my career move, and he never cashed it and never
called
me.
What did you say to him when you saw it?
I said sorry as I was walking up the stairs to get my baggage. And then
and
after
you
that,
had
I
no clue when you woke up? No. What had happened.
But as I was walking away, I realized I had sank the guy's boat. But I was kind of laughing myself because I remember being at the party after that. So I didn't care enough about the boat to go and let him know. I had found my way from the ice back onto
yeah,
the shore.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, the ice was so thick that I must have just walked on it.
You were blacked out on moonshine riding a boat by yourself that wasn't yours through ice.
Yeah. Yep. That would be it. To you're get to a party like, full of people I don't know without a dock.
Chopping through rough-ass ice, just like, woo, yeah. Fucking rocking and rolling, woo.
I like to picture myself with a tie wrapped around my head, my shirt off, hand in the air, booze in the left hand.
By yourself.
Yeah, just having a one-man party.
Everybody's asleep. It's 2 in the morning, and you're just... You decided that it was a good idea to grab your moonshine bottle, hop on somebody else's boat, and chop through ice to a party that you weren't even invited to.
But now picture me, because I was eating moonshine cherries, picture me with big red lips.
And you probably just saw, like, a fire with a few people chilling, like, all the way at the end of the lake, like, neat, a party.
Imagine if I would have made it over there. They just see a boat coming capsize on the back porch.
Just right up onto the sand.
Because I didn't know how to stop the thing if I did get going. I just floored it up there and then tried to get a beer from Sing Kumbaya.
You probably saw more people. You probably cross-eyed that night.
Oh, it was awesome.
Dude, just picture driving, like, just from here to New Hope with after something like that happened. And, like, even that 1.5-hour drive would suck shit. You had to do it for 12. That fucking sucked.
I didn't get any roadhead on the way home. I tried. Just kept on slapping my hand away.
Man, you should have just bought her a plane ticket so you could enjoy the ride more.
I just wrecked somebody's boat. I didn't have money to buy a plane ticket.
No, it's true.
I was worried about going home and mowing lawns.
What was this?
What about when you were like
8 maybe?
What about when you had to like stop to get something to eat? Did you even like sit together?
Hell no. She didn't look at me the whole time. I don't think we've made eye contact since then.
That sucks so bad.
Well, no, I had a TV in that car, so that little crappy TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just watched, you know, listen to Ramones and watch PlayStation or some crap. I don't know. I don't remember it being that bad because I didn't really like her at the time, so I didn't care that she wasn't talking to me. I was just more worried about my business career being destroyed by a sunk boat.
Fuck yeah, Ryan Dunn in the house. Everybody see you left, Kase, yeah! All right. I'm going to play some Graveyard right now. My brother gave me this, and
Jesse loves them.
Yeah, I love how like old school. It sounds like it came out in the 70s, but it's actually brand new. So here we go. This is Graveyard. I believe they're from England or maybe Sweden. But anyway, this is Radio Bam. Yeah, Series 28 Faction.
I'll be walking upstream. I'm
action, baby.
All right, go ahead.
Now back to
Radio Bam.
That was Graveyard from Sweden, and I'm here with Sig Production, Shit Goose, Red Mohawk, and Ryan Matthew Dunn. Hasn't been on the show in maybe a year.
I'm Ryan Matthew G.
Well, are you? Your middle name's Matthew?
Yeah.
You serious?
Shit, you're not. When you said it before, I was like, what, Matthew?
Yeah. We're twins.
We're both Ryan Matthew, and I haven't known this.
Yeah, I'm Ryan Matthew G.
We had sex, and I don't know this. We were drunk, but it was sex nonetheless.
Speaking of drunk, there's a drunk guy on the line.
I think. I don't remember what the fucking guy's problem was. Yo, New York, are you there? I lost service with you. Yeah.
Is that drunk guy still on the line?
Somebody with the story. Not the two girls who love Bam. Yeah, the guy with the story. Not the two girls who love Bam. That's pretty obvious.
Let's talk to Drunk Dan.
Yo.
Yo, what are you sipping on?
Shit, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. What are you sipping on?
Fuck Sweet Radio Fame. That's what I'm sipping on. You guys have been talking.
I heard you've been drinking.
Always.
Well, what kind of cough medicine are you drinking?
Oh, it's what? That Colgate stuff, because that's got the hallucinogenic.
I don't know what his story is. What's your story, dude?
All right, last summer, I had this girl over, and, you know, we were drinking, we were hanging out. She runs off to the bathroom, and she's there for 10 fucking minutes, so I'm just sitting around online. I wanted to get back so we could fuck, but whatever. And then, well, and I go in to check her, see if she's okay. She runs past the fucking bathroom, jets past me, runs outside, ditches her shoes, ditches her backpack, ditches fucking everything. I'm guessing she threw up or something like that. I crack the door open to check and see, like, if she made a mess or what happened. And my nose caught it before my eyes did, but I almost wish it wasn't threw up, because there was fucking sick diarrhea shit all over my bathroom, all over the walls, in the carpet, in the fucking fabric of the carpet. And I looked at it. I looked at it for a couple of seconds before I realized I had to clean it up. Eventually,
for those couple seconds, did it turn you on?
Was she hot?
Oh god, she was hot. That's what makes it fucking hilarious, because she gets your panties too. But why would you want them? They're covered in shit. I know someone who would want them, but he's an asshole, Gabe. Oh man. And then she called me, and she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even remember what happened." And I want to be a gentleman. I didn't want to remind her about it. But now, of course, I just told the story on the radio, so I'll probably download it and send it to her.
When you let go of the bottles of the time, then you let go of the fear inside your mind. Of the time, of the time, of the time.
Right now?
Nah.
That was weird.
Strange as it could be. It's the merger. That was the merger.
That's the merger going down.
You're on. That's the merger going on.
Yeah. They got to mix half of XM.
Did you hear what happened with Carrie's fucking Pitbull?
Yeah, I saw you at Rex's. No, 15 North.
15 North.
Dude, yeah. I'm skating at the park. Carrie pulls in with his Pitbull, and I'm skating. The dog gets out of the car, runs at me full speed. I think that he's just like playing around. He comes up and bites my fucking leg, putting a 1-inch hole in the back of my calf muscle. It happened 3 days ago. I'm still hurting like hell. Dude,
it could totally ruin his golf game.
I could see into the muscle. Like,
improve it.
Like, he bit the fucking shit out of me.
Did you hear that?
I said it totally ruined his golf game. Didn't improve it.
I'm on antibiotics and stuff now.
Did you get a tetanus shot?
Well, he said that the dog got all of its shots, so I'm just going to take his word for it and hope.
Yeah, it works out for you every time.
What if you see me tomorrow and I'm like, foaming at the mouth with rabies?
You're going to take his word now? You got foam in your mouth, dude.
You should have kept that dog. I would have kept it.
The worst part was...
You want a rabid dog?
Fucking right. Well, he's a bit you. You might as well keep it.
But I think he was like... He was just playing, but he doesn't know how to play. Yeah. And like, Pitbull. Carrie's girlfriend didn't even hit it or anything. She just goes, Tank, don't do that. I'm like, Tank, don't do that. I have a fucking hole in my leg, like an official hole that's 1 inch deep into my muscle.
Yeah, if I wish Carrie was here. He'd be like, fucking dog.
I love pit bulls. I don't get shit.
I'm not scared of dogs. And I'm kind of, if I see a dog, I might get a little scared now. Because I'm used to Coach running around.
It's getting emotional. Yeah, I see what you're
saying.
Like,
Coach will bite you, but he'll be like...
Well, you get like a little rough with the dog.
Bam just bit me.
You're salty.
Yeah, I've been golfing, dude.
What are you looking at?
Oh, she's looking at my new tattoo. Yeah, it's called Awesome.
I'm trying to see what Ryan's tattoo. All right,
I got
to
tell this story. All right.
All right, Dunn has a new tattoo of an
Don't give it away. All right, so I'm in Cleveland, and I'm hanging out with a buddy of mine. He runs a place called Le Cop de Vin. It's like a wine bar, and he's respectable in the community, all right? So I'm building up to a bigger story here. And I'm telling him that he's got to become a subscriber to American Grizzly Magazine, the big, hairy, you know, fat gay dudes that spread their butt cheeks and walk around boners in the magazine.
No,
they don't walk in the
it.
Magazine. Yeah. I'm a subscriber. I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
So... As I was telling the story, apparently somebody there heard me telling it. So I left, and this guy comes up to my buddy Eric, and he goes, my brother is an American Grizzly guy. He's a big, fat, hairy, gay guy. And what they call you guys, skinny, hairy, gay dudes, although I'm just honorarily gay. I've never penetrated a man, but I'm looking forward to it. And he calls us otters. So American Grizzly guys call me otter, or any other hairy, skinny guy that's potentially gay.
God damn, look at that otter over there.
I thought they called it twinks.
Skinny, otter. Hairy guy.
Yeah, so now I got an otter tattooed to my arm that says otter for life. And mine has a little name tag that says, hello, my name is Eric. Now, Eric, who is a reputable person, you know, he runs a place in Cleveland, in Coventry, and he now has one on his forearm. No other tattoos on his arm. He's got the same size, same place, and his says, hello, my name is Ryan.
Go to BamMargera.com, and you'll see a picture of Dunn's otter tattoo.
It's pretty glorious.
What about the other one that where you covered up, and it looks like the dick?
Oh, yeah, that's this one. Yeah. That's my bad idea tattoo. That's my... Basically, that's after what, like the third car got vandalized before I moved.
The best part was you didn't even know that
no,
was going on.
I helped draw it. It wasn't planned. There's just gay tendencies in me.
Now, and it's actually it's an upside down horseshoe. And it says
a spade, a 13. It says unlucky, and then there's a cat's head. Unlucky things.
And the cat's head's mouth is open,
but
and it looks like a full blown penis.
But do you know how
I found out? A little penis.
Do you know how I found out it looks like a penis? I was wearing a 3/4 length shirt, and this is when Donnie and I just met. And Colleen didn't even know me at the time. She looks over and she's like, ew, is that a dick on your arm? I was like, no, yes. Oh my God. And Doug, the guy who tattooed me, was standing right there. I'm like, you prick. And then after that, he tattooed two more dicks on people without knowing it. So that guy wants it in the butt. Fact. And he is adorable. Just give me the nod. I'm drinking.
Yo, did you hear? We went kayaking yesterday, and Ape called me on the phone. And she's like, or called Missy on the phone. And she's like, is Bam out kayaking? And she's like, yeah, he is. No! She told... Somebody died on the fucking Brandywine because a tree fell on a kayaker and killed him.
And she thinks that's going to happen again? One time in
the
last 200 years.
It happened when I was doing it, but
it was down... Oh, she thought it was you.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
It happened down at Thompson Bridge, so I didn't go that far.
I just
what are the chances? That is a 1 in 5 million chance.
That's insanity.
Tree falling... Even if a tree did fall, like, what are the chances of it landing directly on your head and then dying?
That dude did some bad shit in his life.
Not in the canoe or anything.
I want to say, I want to make a point real quick. Bam and I in high school would beat us up currently in our state. We went golfing today and he went canoeing yesterday. We would have kicked our own ass.
What do you mean?
We're dorks.
Well, Viking Skull was in town.
Oh, yeah. So and, that counteracts our gayness.
All they wanted to do was kayak on their day off, and I have four of them, so I was like, let's go do it.
Well, let's crochet later tonight, and then watch soaps in the morning.
Viking Skull left today back to England, so we were at Jess's house having a good old time, and there's this girl there. It was pretty wasted. And Mohawk.
Jess's house?
Listen, and Mohawk just looks at her in front of everybody, and it's dead silent, and he says,
Mohawk. You're about a beer and a shot away from sucking a dick.
He's like, man. She's like, what?
What?
You're a shot and a beer away from sucking a dick right now. And I'm like, yeah, she's got that look. And then she finally admitted it, and then she took Waldy in the back. She comes out like nothing ever happened, and then Waldy comes out with his shirt off, and he's like, man, I need some pineapple juice. I need some vitamins.
No, he said vitamins.
I need some vitamins in my body.
Like, hey, Jess, do you have any pineapple chunks or watermelon?
This went on at Jess's house?
Yeah.
Jesus. Was Kelly there?
Yeah.
Man,
you are a shot in a beer away from sucking dick right now.
So am I. Anyway.
So can I get my drummer back anytime soon? Is Viking Skull going home to England?
Yeah, aren't you working on new CKY right now?
Yeah, I've been working in the studio.
Why hasn't Darren came around?
Darren's been working on the studio with me.
Maybe I'll come up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Is he going to be there?
Yeah.
Can I come?
We're working a lot, man. Can I get my drummer back? I need to get some more drum tracks.
Well, they left, so yeah.
Good.
Are Jesse, you still hiding out?
Me? What do you mean, hiding out?
Last time I saw you, you were hiding out.
Really?
Yeah. No. You were on the DL. I won't even go into more talk than that, because I don't know if you're still on the DL.
Yeah, I'm on the DL. This is the only place I come.
Bam, you see the Dark Knight?
I came to the bathroom.
I did. I liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
You did?
Bored the shit out of me.
Really?
It's long, though.
2 hours and 40 minutes of fucking...
That's long.
Let me the fuck out of here.
I mean, Heath Ledger definitely stole the show.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
He was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Just because he died doesn't mean it was
awesome. What are we talking about now?
Batman.
You gotta let me know when, you know, topics change. I'm still trying to come up with something funny over here.
I don't want
to
talk about Batman. Let's talk about Viking Skull and how I'm going to play him right now. This is track 9, Hidden Flame.
What is this? Oh, I'm playing on this song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chad does
Batman.
A guitar solo.
I mixed
Batman.
It.
Glorious self-promotion.
This one goes out to Viking Skull for playing at 15 North on Saturday night, and they rock the house. And and also the Brandywine Eel. So here we go. This is Hidden Flame.
Yeah.
Radio Bam, here's 28 Faction.
I walk for an emptiness in a shadow of a bleeding soul. Blackened dreams of endless peace. I'm tired and this walk is old. But I'll keep walking on through the night, through the wind and the rain. I'll keep walking on till I find the hidden. We'll be right back.
the fuck you say it? Is it serious? On Sirius 28, Faction.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Matthew Dunn, Ryan Matthew G, a.k.a. Shit Goose, Red Mohawk Production and CIG in the house.
Yo.
And we just actually, why didn't you go to Gina Lynn's barbecue on Saturday?
I missed out, man.
What, too much pussy?
I think you left.
Yeah, overwhelming.
I took Jocasso, my trainer, with me because he wants to hump on film so bad. And she actually said, like, yeah, if he has his papers, he could totally be in a porno, so he's going to be. And then we left to go see Viking Skull, and apparently right around midnight, there's a suck and fuck fest, and then somebody got mad and then punched somebody, and then somebody slipped on the wet grass and knocked their head, had to get 12 staples in the back of their head.
Ooh. Can you say that all again, slower, starting with suck and fuck fest?
When we left around midnight.
You guys.
Aren't you making rims?
Rims. No, I'm not making rims.
What are you
making? Wheels.
What do you mean wheels?
What the fuck is a rim?
A rim of a car.
Rim of a dick? No, wheels. They're wheels.
Wheels are the tire.
No, wheels are wheels. Rims are what Bling Bling made up. No, wheels. Rims are a dumb word for a stupid person.
You got rims?
No, it's a fucking
not a car, dude.
When Bam took his Lamborghini over to get fixed, he got a rim job. So
yeah. Common misconception. But it was fun blowing you.
I'm not a car dude.
Yeah, I'm not a car dude. No, they're just wheels. Rims is just a made-up word.
I'm not a car dude, dude. I don't know the terms. I go to Wawa and people are just like, man, what is that thing got in it? What is it, a V? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't know.
But when I press this little pedal, it goes.
And they're like, how the fuck do you not know? You have a Lamborghini. Like, you don't know anything about it. I'm like, I just like the way it looks, and I like the way that it drives.
You are the same person that in high school you said, I'll take one of those, referring to a Fiat Fiero Lamborghini.
What do you mean?
You know, you can do the body kits. You can take a Fiero and put the Lamborghini body on it.
Like, is that what I was trying to do?
No, you didn't want to do it, but you're like, I'll take one. I don't give a shit about how fast it goes. It looks good.
I've seen that on South Street before.
Oh, of course.
How do you know it is?
Oh, you just look inside and you see the Fiero steering wheel?
Dude, you can tell.
You can tell regardless.
It's got speakers in the back.
It could have been over anything else, too. Like, but I seen it and I was cracking up because I knew.
It's got speakers in the headrest.
Yeah, let's get a Lamborghini body and put a Hyundai engine in it.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, you could do that. Go to Ohio. They've got that. It's top dollar right there. Hyundai, you can get those engine in dealerships.
How much do you think a Murcielago with a Hyundai engine would cost?
Well, it would be a Hyundai with a Murcielago on top of it, but it would probably be like 30 grand.
Yeah,
that's
probably
it?
More than that.
No, I bet. Yeah,
just
because
the shell.
Dude, it wouldn't be a real Lamborghini shell. You can just get a fiberglass shell.
Well, you get the fiberglass.
But I'm talking about a real Lamborghini shell.
Oh,
because
maybe,
if I open up the door and ding the curb, like, that's a $5,000 job.
Yeah, that's why it would be 100 grand. But if you just wanted to look like it, it's like fucking 30 grand and a blowjob.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Bat-Bam, what'd you think about what'd you think about Batman driving a Lamborghini? Didn't he drive the same car as you?
It was like,
he
was a hard top.
Yeah, he had the gray one. You know what looks so cool about it? The fucking yellow brake pad. That looks awesome.
It's not a brake pad. It's a brake caliper. But if you want yours yellow,
whatever the
yellow
fuck it is,
I'll spray brake pad. Today.
No, I want a blue.
That one
I can make yours blue.
That was an
is it easy?
Yeah, I can powder coat it.
It's an LP64.
It'll look so much radder.
Spray paint. I can powder coat it, but it'll be out of commission at my shop for like a week.
Why does it take so long?
Because I got to take the wheels off and then take the brakes off and then send them away to be powder coated after I sandblast them.
Don't never stick see your brake in the gas tank.
How can I not? It asks me to every time.
He's
your
duct
car
tape
speaks
on
to me
the front of the Lamborghini. You think he cares whether it's spray painted or not?
He's still got the duct tape on the front from when him and I tried to cross the English fucking channel in a channel. That's like 9 years ago.
Come see me on South Street. I'll spray paint that shit in like an hour, dog. It'll be done.
Remember when we were in Serbia doing the gumball? And there was like each bridge that we go across, there was so many people. Dude, it was
retarded. And the whole time I was really uncomfortable because, well, they wanted to kill us.
Well, that's a whole different story. But we're going 160 miles an hour down this road, and I'm like, "Done! A fucking cop, slow down!" And he's just chilling there, and we're like, "Dude, we're going down so hard." And the cop just goes, puts his thumb up in the air. He puts his thumb up, and we're like, "What? All right, cool." And so we just went fucking faster, and then somebody wrecked that Rolls Royce and hit and hit an oncoming car or something.
Well, no, they hit the bridge and bucket and closed down the road.
So then they closed the road down, and they were all pissed off about it.
But you heard about the one last year.
Yeah, they killed the guy.
Killed.
Yeah.
This year, they're driving in, like, North Korea.
I think I might go on that.
I think you might be crazy.
But I hate how it starts in San Francisco, and then it goes to San Diego. Yeah. I've done that so many times, and I don't want to do it at all. I'd rather just fly to North Korea and then drive to Beijing. That sounds like fun.
May I remind you on our hassle the last time we did this? It's not going to get better because I'm not there.
Why?
It might
you better
substantially
hope
get better.
For free. I'm sure you would. But entries fees are like 75 G's.
Yeah, so there's just, I mean, it's a lot of arrogant people. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Remember when we sat first class when we were flying from from Serbia to Thailand, and everybody in there is like completely filthy rich.
They're like sultans.
And Dunn's just like, just because your grandfather found a bunch of oil doesn't make you a good person.
Didn't make any friends.
They're filthy rich because their grandpa found oil back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And chances are they're dicks because of it. I know firsthand they are.
It's kind
of
like Brandon Davis. Like, his dad or his parents are like, they found oil and he's rich as fuck. And he actually said on a tabloid, he's like, Lindsay Lohan only has $4 million. That is fucking... She's going to be living in an apartment. Like, but she does movies and she worked for her money. What have you done? Just grab your daddy's money?
I heard he got cut off.
Cut off? Really?
From the funds.
Really?
A buddy of mine got cut off from the DuPont funds.
Was he a DuPont?
Is he crazy?
No, he wasn't. He was like a cousin, but apparently you have to like stay productive, and if you're not productive, you don't get an allowance.
Them DuPonts are fucking nuts.
Yeah, but they've been doing it for 250 years, for Pete's sake. They want to keep the money in the family.
The one DuPont, he killed his gay tennis lover.
There.
He killed his gay tennis lover. And then they put him in a mental institution, but it was a DuPont mental institution. So all that really happened was, all right, go play around in the DuPont. Yeah. Like
he moved to another building.
They own half of Delaware. So basically, he could just roam all around Delaware, and he's in a DuPont. That's like me doing something, and I'm in a Margera mental institution, and I'm just like, he's probably driving his tank around in the backyard having a fucking blast.
Yeah, everybody's like, whatever happened to that guy? It's like, well, he's a DuPont. I don't know. He became president. Whatever. I don't know.
Picture being that rich to where you're just like, I want a tank. I want to blow up some shit in the backyard.
I want to blow up that building. Well, it's not our building. We'll buy it.
Well, make it vacant, and I want to blow it up.
Vacant, schmaking, buy it. I'm blowing that son of a bitch up. I want to see dead bodies flying. I'm a DuPont. Who doesn't love the Goonies?
Who doesn't love the Goonies?
That was Electric Company.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't think that's out on DVD, dude.
What?
Electric Company?
I don't know what you're talking
about. You don't remember the Electric Company?
No.
Hey, you guys.
Oh, that TV show.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah. Wow, you're a dork.
Yeah. Well, I drive a Sebring. What do you expect?
A silver one.
Convertible.
Silver's good.
There's something wrong with it.
Already?
It's a Sebring. You had to pick me up once, man. The fucking thing breaks down every fucking week.
There's something wrong with it. Yeah, the name tag says Sebring.
All right, hey, I'm going to play a song, and then hopefully we could get that thing online of Andy McCoy.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
All right, cool. All right, this is Placebo off their album Meds, and this song is called The Song to Say Goodbye. Radio Bam.
What track?
Oh, good 13,
song.
Mon.
It's a great song.
Bam's so good at guessing track numbers.
Dude. Sorry, dude. All right, Radio Bam, Series 28, Faction.
I can roll.
Tragic waste of skin. I'm well aware of how it aches, and
rocking, baby.
Nice, good.
Now back to Radio Bam.
All right, so Vito's doing G's taxes, and he said for G to not spend the check that he just got because it wasn't real and he wasn't supposed to do it. He said okay. Later that day, he cashed it and spent it all. Why do you do stuff like that, shit, Goose?
No, I kept some of it.
but he told you specifically not to, or else you're going to be penalized.
No, he said, he said, cash it, then write me a check. So I wrote him a check.
Why'd you do that?
Because
you cashed the check. He said, don't cash it.
He told me not to cash it at first, but then he said, okay, you can cash it, but then write me X amount of money for something for next year.
And how come you didn't claim that $5,000 that you spent either? You go, oh, yeah, that.
What are you talking?
It's a Ryan thing. It's a Ryan thing. We don't do numbers.
He's like, oh, anything below $5,000, I don't tell anybody about.
I can laugh about it because that's me.
Dude, they went in there and took Carrie's shit out.
Yeah, they just took $9,000 out of Carrie's account and wiped him out.
Really?
Like, what if he was just in Copenhagen? I mean, suppose he was in Copenhagen and he can't, like, get
didn't
a hotel.
Didn't you see The Pursuit of Happiness? They did that in there.
I didn't see that movie. Yeah, is it good?
They took his $600 and he had to live in a bathroom. Isn't
that one of them pervert movies?
No.
Is that one of them pervert movies?
It is. It's where them directors get naked kids together to fucking jack each other off.
No!
Did it work?
No.
It
says it's a zip file.
So what does that mean?
He doesn't know crap. I'm surprised he knows how to turn that thing on.
Something about resources. Who, me?
No.
So basically it won't work?
All right, check it out. See if you can get the MP3 up.
Your buddy Bam over here.
Gee, you're good at computers. Try it.
Yeah, you do it, G.
What do you want me to do?
RyanGphotography.com.
I can't touch it.
Why not?
Because I'll break it.
Here.
What do you want me to do?
I'll work on cars.
Get what?
I don't work on cars. Every time you guys tell somebody I work on cars, they bring their friggin' Volkswagen. But hey, what can you do to this? I can fucking tow it. Get it the hell out of here.
You did a pretty sweet job on Bam's, on his fuse box.
I replaced the fuse. That's enough to make you guys happy. Yeah. Shit, if I can make everybody happy with replacing the fuse.
That was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, man, you did an awesome job putting
that fuse
in there.
Yeah, we're
my radio wouldn't work. I couldn't figure it out. Absolutely. All it was a fuse.
What's the most important part of a car? The fucking stereo.
The source does not exist.
Isn't it funny that a Lamborghini that costs $377,000 has a really shitty stereo?
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, you're supposed to be into driving it, not like anything else.
Yeah, but like a lot of them don't come with stereos.
Production was asking why you have two Lamborghinis and they're both automatic, not a stick.
Because they don't. In his defense, Lamborghini doesn't make the stick anymore unless it's special order.
Yeah, what? Production.
Yeah.
What do you know about Lamborghini?
I just like to use the paddles. I'm usually
$374,000. You can't make me a stick.
No, you can special order a stick, but if you just go to the dealership, they don't carry it.
I'm usually on the phone and like sipping on a crunk juice or something. I don't need to be shifting.
What did you just say? Stop saying it.
I understand, but you got
get crunk juice. Get crunk.
Get crunk.
Or a Rockstar energy drink.
You know,
diet sugar free.
Are you getting 500 for?
Yeah,
that
you better be getting paid for this.
Rockstar energy drink.
Actually,
yeah.
In Rockstar energy drink, the owner of that is a good guy. I ended up
Jose Cuervo.
I sat on a plane with him, and he was not a bad looking fella.
Jess's D.
No. I'm not an active gay. I'm
you're
just
a shot in a beer away from S&D.
Yeah. I'm always a shot in a beer away from going gay, but I just don't have the discipline.
Regardless, you have two Lamborghinis. Why couldn't one be stick?
I don't like stick.
He doesn't know how to drive stick.
No, I do, but it's just it's too much thought process, and I hate being on a hill because like you always back up like 5 feet before you go up.
Yeah, in 1986, if you're in a Lamborghini or in a BMW, the car doesn't roll back. Yeah. You let go of the brake, and it has an automatic stop.
You have to have half the clutch and half the gas.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Well, I hate it.
You don't have to do
it
anymore.
But you own two of them, so you could decide whether you want to tolerate it or not.
It's like the quads.
He doesn't.
I don't want to tolerate it at all.
He doesn't like driving.
Shit, he's bad enough for hills anyway. Filming Ming Hags.
I don't know anything about cars. I don't want to. I don't want to know how to drive stick. I just like the way that it looks, and I like how fast it goes.
Yeah, you know how to buy them. That's all that matters.
Yeah, this is the same person who got mad at me when I revved his car for the first time over 5,000 RPM. It goes to 8,000 RPM, and a ball of smoke came out the back, and he thought I was breaking it. No, it's the carbon buildup from you idling around town.
You need so to
is it a good thing
to,
do that to
yeah, your car? Yeah, Lamborghinis, they got to be revved up. If you don't rev them up, they're going to just build with carbon and they're going to be done. Yeah.
So if I do that with the Sebring, is that...
No, we're not talking about a Sebring here. We're not talking about a Sebring.
Your Ferrari? That goes to fucking 9,000 RPM.
Mine goes to 9,000 RPM.
We're driving your Ferrari and it overheated and we had to pull over.
Do you know what happened?
Well, now, was it the radiator busted?
No. I drive the Ferrari into the shop and they're like, would you... take two of the coolants out. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck. I don't even know what the fuck a coolant is. I don't know where it goes. No, of course I didn't take it out. Oh, well, there's supposed to be four and there's only two. They sold me a Ferrari with only two coolants. And if I got stuck in any kind of traffic for more than 2 minutes, it would overheat. I'd have to pull it on the side of the road and let it cool down. And then I'm like, is this what a sports car is all about? Because this is fucking annoying as hell.
May I say
then
that?
After a year of driving it, they said that they put in the four coolants in there and then it was fine. But like,
and may I say, I'm still a little perturbed with you about selling the Ferrari without letting me know, because I loved that car.
Well, I liked it too.
I can't believe you got rid of that. I can't believe you got rid of that. I would have taken that off your hands so you can buy your fancy cars.
I just felt like kind of like a jerk off driving around.
Drive around a Lamborghini.
Yeah, when I was 20, I did it, and I felt like everybody thought like, oh, his fucking rich dad probably bought it. But yeah, but he's a baker at Acme.
When you were 20, I was 23.
So
I
now
could've driven
around now I'm 28, and I'm like, damn, I missed that car. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I want two Lamborghinis.
Are you 28 now?
Yeah.
30s suck.
Are you 30?
31.
You are?
Yeah. 30 didn't bother me. 31 is plural. And at 30s. 30s.
I don't think it's that bad.
30. No, it bummed me out. Because I didn't want to make it past 30. That was my whole mission.
Normally 27 if you're a rock star.
Yeah, 27's like the death of every rock star.
So now I got to be extra special nice to my girl. Because if she leaves me, it's all downhill from here. Nobody's going to date a 31-year-old.
Nah, you probably could.
You think? I cut my hair.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking good.
Dude, Delaware whore is terrified to turn 30 because somebody told her when you turn 30, your pussy lips right away turn brown.
Yeah. Doesn't don't really bother matter me when you're a meat curtain.
Sliced roast beef.
Ooh, dear Lord. Why am I here? Bad
influences. Yeah, Don, I'll hook you up with a Counts of Rock.
Why would your pussy just turn brown because you're 30?
Ew.
It's like day old meat.
Some
dude.
People bleach it. The porno stars,
oh, they do.
It.
They bleach their buttholes.
Yeah,
how many people are near your butthole that you need to bleach it?
Porno stars.
At that point, change your day to day routine. Don't bleach your butthole.
I bet you Gina Lynn bleaches her butt.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Like, straight bleach, regular old.
No, they have like the hair stuff to bleach your hair. It's like that paste.
Yeah,
they put that on your butthole to get rid of the redness of your butthole.
It's butt bleach.
It's butt bleach.
Butt bleach. Yeah. Now I understand if you're a porn star, that's just investment in your career. But I'm sure there's other people doing it that are just whores.
Well, if you're a thug porno star, they use bleach.
That's your funny for the year. You're done. You can be quiet now. It's awesome. You get one funny.
Homo thugs.
Bleach. Man, this bitch had bleach. Man, I poked it. Bruised up her guts. Done deal.
So done.
Oh, I'm loving the
that was some honky tonk shit.
Yeah, I love honky tonk.
Why are you so into honky tonk?
Because I'm from Ohio.
Dunn loves honky tonk.
I like David Allan Coe, Merle Haggard, you know, the whole run.
Oh, people call you a racist.
That's such
then.
A racist motherfucking dude.
David Allan Coe's got a black guy in his band, so yeah, he made racist stuff in prison, but...
That's to get away with
it. He's a racist motherfucker, kidding me?
Go to Ohio. Everybody's racist there. It's practically the South.
I remember back in the day, his kid would write
Are you
us.
Voting for Barack? Fan.
Oh, no, yeah, Tyler Coe.
Barack.
Yeah. He's super cool.
Yeah. Are you voting for Barack?
I don't vote.
Dunn, what kind of music are you listening to on your...
My vote wouldn't even matter because I don't pay attention.
Yeah. I would skew in the wrong direction.
I'd be like, that guy looks pretty cool, I guess.
It's all about the looks.
And marijuana.
I just want somebody who can speak well. Because really, they don't make decisions. They just speak well.
Every vote matters, dude.
Yeah, but I would make the wrong vote.
Rock the vote.
I would rock the wrong vote.
Yeah, exactly.
If
somebody would win...
weed...
The bad guy would win because of my vote, so I'll just leave it to the smart people.
It was probably a good move that Bill Clinton said that he smoked weed, because then all the weed smokers probably voted for him.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Did you vote for him?
I wasn't voting back
then. He never inhaled, though.
I started voting after
terrorism.
That's what
he said.
Terrorism.
We all knew he inhaled. We all totally knew he inhaled.
Who wouldn't inhale if it's in your mouth?
I sit with it, and I like the taste.
Yeah, it's not a cigar.
Yeah.
It's not a cigar. That's possible.
It's a blunt for a reason.
Son, you got music here. I'm noticing you're a big music fan. Huey Lewis and the News ain't put a record out in years. What are you listening to?
Yeah, but they're planning on it in my dreams.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Don listens to Get Out of My Dreams. Get into my car.
No, that's not Huey Lewis and the News.
It's Billy Ocean.
What song were we listening to cruising around? I know what boys like.
I know what girls. I don't know. It's my 80s.
Me and you were cruising around with beards. Remember that?
You guys totally look like
I know what boys like. I know what girls want.
Yeah, that's cool. A good one. And I think we listened to Dolly Parton that night, too.
Yeah, we looked cool.
Just Dolly.
I like that Jolene song by Dolly.
Jolene.
Yeah, her and who was it? Who else did Jolene? It doesn't matter.
No, somebody did.
Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. Which one's better?
Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn album. Check out the song "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly." That's the best song, one of the best songs ever.
A ZZ Top looking dude at a country fair. Man, fuck all this bluegrass shit. Conway Twitty my ass.
Bam made me a fucking painting that says that. It's in my office. Conway Twitty my ass. I could get a CD if I didn't eat. Conway Twitty my ass.
I got a CD. That's what I said.
Oh, you got a CD? Oh, you're going to play a song?
It's from your car.
Yeah, it's Jay Rowdy Walston and the Business, and they might be the best thing that ever happened to the earth.
So this is what you're all about?
Yeah, I've been listening to this album nonstop for the last 7 months.
What would you label it as? Honky Tonk?
No, not at all. I would label it as fucking pure rock fury awesomeness and boner inducing.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, rock and roll.
Yeah, they're from... Well, they were from Baltimore, but now they moved to D.C.
Can you introduce the band and say Random Hero Sears 28 Faction?
This is Jay Rowdy Walston in the Business, and this is Random Hero, and you're listening to, what is it?
Sure. Radio Random Hero Sears 28 Faction.
Radio Random Hero Sears Faction.
MySpace, aka 13th Apostle.
Yo, as I started off, you ain't stopping me because I produce like heroin out of poppy seed. My pop's property is like Monopoly. Hit the lottery, yeah, probably. Hyperactive, energetic like a Red Bull. Get a headache and ask the teacher what I should do at med school. And bred fool and God, he knew it. Somehow drowned in a pool of amniotic fluid. I probably blew it. I'm talking your spot, bitch, because I connect fists like fibers and optics. Dial up my number. Go sit in and jot this. I'll give you a pop, but it's already got piss. Sorry, I don't mean to seem monotonous, but I keep a promise like I'm Nostradamus. Conglomerates, bomb hits when we drop this. Demolish with knowledge is needing some polish. Disciples is me, and then there's Fresh. I'm a DVD, you're a VHS. His real name's Damn Little Armageddon Begin. All more fucking Zans than the Medicine Man. Disband every man in your clan. Have them flip tops, cone heads, and koofies. They screaming hip hop. I rip shop, and then I print ops. Pull over, bitch, cause you need a pit stop. Refuel your prowler, I'm nuclear powered. I devour road at 700 million miles an hour. And that's a little faster than the speed of light. I read, I write, so I don't need to bite. But I wish everybody stopped messing with me for every sweeping up clouds like a Sesame Street. Bring death with the heat when the heat rose with unique flows of Pete Rose chilling in the wee blows. I got CEO shooting the free throws, but I bring the God to the people like cathedrals, and I bust bullets like the Eagles. Have you convinced that the weed is legal? And I run these Philly streets like I'm Beanie Siegel. I'm the God of brought karma when Pac died, suffocating fools like I'm carbon monoxide. Call me Vader. I switch to the dark side. Have you sent a God over one in the park died? Yo, smart guy, where's your 4 or 5? My full-time hustle, you just rap part-time.
Yeah. Production.
Serious 28 Faction.
The whole time G was co-signing. And it reminded me of the fact that I just realized that we have the same middle name, but I've known you so long that I lived in a crappy little apartment and you came by to show me the new style that is Eminem. That's how long we've known each
you
other.
You knew him, but yeah. you had the CD before it was even out.
Yeah, you had Eminem, you're like, you gotta check out this new guy. And you came by my apartment and you were co-signing
Dude,
that.
Dude, no one knew who he was at that point.
And you're a huge
fan.
Me and Tim O'Connor, like, we used to listen to Stretch and Bobbito's show.
I got in one like, little bite in my mouth.
Do you know that? Do you know Stretch and that show? Did you ever hear it?
WKCR, Stretch and Bobbito, like, in New York City. Like
I know Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah,
that's
what it is. I know.
I know the toy Stretch Armstrong. I still got one.
They used to play
Stretched Out. Do.
He's all stretched out.
But no, Eminem came on there like in 96 and just started freestyling. Everyone's like, what the fuck? Like,
that and somebody else you were a fan of before they became big, and that was the we used it a lot in the Iceland scenes from CKY. On top of the mountain. Remember when I'm standing on top of the mountain?
Was it Orbital?
No. He's huge now. He's like Orbital. All into
Moby.
Yeah, Moby.
Moby, yeah.
You were in a Moby before he was big too. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo is correct.
Yeah, honestly.
Eminem. I hang out with you for a reason, G.
I think Eminem's trying to come out with something now, but
how do you know?
Because he's a co-signer.
What has he been doing?
Well, that dude Proof is like best boy got murdered like a year and a half or two years ago and
dude, the longer that he's on the DL, the more that I like him.
Yeah, he's gotta just be quiet for a while.
I like it like that.
He didn't sign me yet, god damn it. What the fuck's going on with that?
Pussy.
Tell him to listen.
I know, right? I don't know, I'm white. Holla at your boy.
Whenever I hear rap.
Holla at your boy.
Whenever I hear rap, right? I remember Philly.
Yeah. Isn't he in jail again?
He can't keep his ass out of jail.
What did he keep doing?
I don't know. Dumb stuff. Like not paying for child support and stuff. And then he ends up in jail and freaking...
Who's this?
My buddy Philly. I think he lives in Toledo, Ohio right now. But he was with Greenhouse Records in Atlanta. It was super good. And he put out like 2 albums. But every time he put it out, I'd listen to it and like want to help him out. But he'd just end up in jail again.
Oh, man.
What's your MySpace production? Why don't you,
MySpace, a.k.a. Hey. Production, a.k.a. 13th Apostle. So MySpace Production, a.k.a. 13th Apostle.
Do you have to type in a.k.a.?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you know my alias on top of that.
Thanks, right. Production. Hey, Dunn, good having you on the radio show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chad.
Ryan Matthew Dunn, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. It's nice to be back with the crew. Yeah. I've been away for a while.
It's been a year.
Yeah, I've been away for a long time, and
you've
now
been on
I'm back.
Hiatus.
Yay! Right?
We'll He's call been it on, hiatus.
We'll call it Coumadin.
We'll call it addicted to drugs for 2 years, and now I'm clean.
We'll talk about that.
You had a blood clot
we'll talk about that
in your
next
arm.
Time. Yeah, I
doing Jackass at the very end when me and you got tied by the horse. He ripped his arm out and had a blood clot
and almost died.
They gave him Coumadin, and then he Same thing happened to my buddy that's working with Kill Hannah, and he was doing Coumadin, and then he got addicted to pain pills after that.
I got addicted like crazy. I've been a zombie for a year and a half.
Was that during Minghag's filming too?
Oh God, yeah.
Did you know that you were a zombie?
I was a zombie. Everybody knows I was zombie-ish. Yeah. But we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if you come out.
You'd come to Rex's.
Talk about it. If I can talk some people out of getting addicted to drugs, I will do so. I've been gone.
That is your duty.
And come see me at Patty Wax.
You're back.
Girlfriend Jessica works.
I'm into it.
I'm back. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
I'm back with my best friend Bam and my best friend Chad and my best friend Ryan Matthew.
And my buddy Bam. Walking down the street hand in hand till the bitter end. And me and my best friend Bam.
And I just want to say to everybody on YouTube that makes gay videos about Bam and I, thank you. They're the best things I've ever seen.
I've seen some about me and Darren too.
No, I'm serious. Thank you. They're the most exciting thing I see online is the gay videos of Bam and I. It's awesome.
Pictures of us that you don't remember.
No.
It's a reminder of how much fun we used to have.
I love you guys.
All right.
Peace.
Rock and roll, man.
All right, dudes. Take it easy.
Rock and roll. Thanks. Ryan Dunn.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right. Radio Bam. Series 28 Faction. Bye, bye, bye.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.